From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. For 2 long years, there was no dedicated shelter for young people in Juneau who needed a safe place to sleep. But last July, Shayee Hot Hit, or Spruce Root House, opened. It was designed with input from youth who had direct experiences with homelessness. It's been open for a little over a year now and has served dozens of Juneau's youth.
Welcome to Shayee Hot Hit facility.
Before the youth shelter opened, Tiana struggled to find a safe place to stay.
This is our lobby. It's aesthetically pleasing, I think, personally.
KTOO isn't using her last name due to the stigma attached to homelessness. She's 19 now and has her own apartment. But she says that the support that she got from adults at Shayee Hot Hit saved her life.
I know there's a lot of kids out there who grew up or is growing up right now that don't have a safe place to go and don't have people to turn to. And that was me. And these people are the people that I learned how to turn to. So being involved in this has changed my life for the better.
Jordan Nigro is the Youth Services Manager for the City of Juneau, and she runs the Shayee Hot Hit Youth Shelter. In the 15 months since the shelter opened, Nigro says dozens of individuals have been helped. If you multiply the number of individuals by the number of nights spent at Shayee Hot Hit, it's around 1,600.
I've known kids who have traded, you know, sexual favors for places to stay, who have, you know, been exposed to things that they really should not have been exposed to in order to have a place to stay. There's some real sad stuff that will happen when there aren't places like this for kids to go.
The kids use the shelter for a few different reasons.
For the most part, our youth who are coming into the shelter have either run away from home or threatened to run away from home, or they are living at home in an unsafe situation, and they come in because of abuse or neglect.
The average time spent per youth at the shelter is about 13 days. And so far, more than 90% of the youth who've used the shelter have gone on to a safe and stable place.
And we do these exit surveys when kids leave and ask them, you know, a bunch of questions, but one of the things is like, would you recommend this to a friend? And 100% of the youth have said yes.
People like Tiana were a big help in setting up the shelter for success. As part of the city's Youth Action Board, she's able to give input based on her experiences. One thing that was important to her when designing the youth shelter was that each person should have their own room.
Maybe if I was in this situation, which I was, I wouldn't want to do that with somebody else. I would want to have the privacy of being able to be alone and sit in my room.
Another project she pushed for on the Youth Action Board was a place for young people aged 18 to 20. So the shelter hosts transitional housing, a 4-room apartment available, which is currently rent-free. 11 young adults have used the apartment since the shelter opened. And usually people stay there for about 2 or 3 months, according to shelter leadership. Shayee Hot Hit Youth Shelter is more than a place to stay for just a while.
People want to eat on the couch. Don't know if that's allowed, but they're more than welcome to, right?
Eat on the couch?
Yeah, I eat on the couch.
We try to eat at the table.
We try to eat at the table.
So we can have nice discussions.
So we can have beautiful discussions at the table.
Nigro said the staff work to foster community with youth by cooking and eating together, encouraging normal daily routines, and having downtime when youth can watch TV and play games together. Nigro said that about half of the youth at Shayee Hot Hit are LGBTQ+ identifying, and a quarter of them are transgender. This is consistent with national trends. Over a quarter of LGBT+ youth experience housing insecurity or homelessness. But having at least one supportive adult in their life decreases their chance of attempting suicide by 40%. That's according to the Trevor Project, a national suicide prevention organization for LGBTQ+ young people. Nigro says she wants more people to know about Shayee Hot Hit, so any youth who find themselves in an unstable housing situation know where they can go. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.